Some, if only one meal is not satisfying, it can be a cause for a hot temper. It seems that some officials in Jiangxi province are those type of people. They even went so far as to release an official document criticizing a canteen for not having enough meat in the lunch. So, why? Why did they do this?
Well, they don't have enough meat in their meals. And
meat.
Then,
we need meat.
Yeah, it's really depressing, you know, for non-vegetarians. And then you see it's a whole plate of veggies with one piece of meat. That does not drum up enthusiasm. That does not make you want to work. If I was this person, that's what I would get.
Yeah, I would understand the need to have meat, definitely. But I think this is arousing some heated discussion online, not mainly because, you know, they're talking about meat, but because of the fact that they used a so-called 红头文件, the red-headed document, to discuss this kind of thing. So people think, oh, this is going too far, and you guys have way too much free time on your hands.
Yeah, because first of all, a 红头文件, this red-headed document, is only supposed to be used when it's some high-level
policy, regulation, law, that kind of thing.
Yes, administrative stuff. And it should not be used when it is something seemingly as trivial as this. But one thing I don't agree with you, Liu Yan, that this is about meat. Because according to government standards, meat is supposed to be provided in government canteens and cafeterias. How come it's not provided there? Well, no, I think there could be a possibility of misuse of funds,
right,
or corruption, because why can't they even present some meat on the table? Something's not right there. I don't think the government is that poor.
Yeah, no, I think it's all very, very interesting, because I think you're both right. But the wording in this 红头文件, I think, is very interesting. It said, "Now the construction demolishing task in our country is arduous, so it is very important to make sure that our cadres can eat well. However, recently, many cadres complained that non-vegetarian meals in the canteen don't have much meat and are not very nutritious. Especially on August 8th, they give you a specific example, there was barely any meat in the fried pork with mushrooms."
Yeah, I think that's the problem here, because the dish is specifically called something chao rou. So
yeah,
the rou is in the title, so of course you need to have meat.
Yeah, otherwise it's depressing. You just, you know, it makes you very hesitant in wanting to put all your strength into the job. I think just...
Well, that's why I don't need the canteen, personally.
Our canteen is a lot better than what they've described here. But I just think it just seems, by the very quite simple wording of this document, it is someone who hasn't really received much education, doesn't really know how to write an announcement like this, and these are the people that are managing this agency.
But also, isn't it just, you know, the people who are in charge kind of just saying that they care about the people that work for them? I mean, yeah, we can poke fun at them for the simple wording or, you know, for complaining about something kind of trivial, but I mean, you kind of need a manager to be taking care of you, right?
Right. I agree with that. So I'm actually quite happy that they made such a big fuss out of this whole thing. However, you know, they just went ahead and decided that somebody would be fined 100 yuan and the chef would be fined 50 yuan and the assistants would be fined 30 yuan and things like that. I find that very disturbing, because you need to have a thorough investigation first and find out who exactly should be held responsible for what, and then, you know, dole out punishment accordingly.
Right. I completely agree with you, Liu Yan, on this one. And I think the way that, first of all, when this is being announced, and second of all, the way that they've dealt with it seems to be very problematic. But before we finish today's show, I just need to cite our listener Juliet's comment on the previous topic on the foreign capital
hospitals.
And she thinks that unless you improve the insurance system here and include these foreign hospitals into the insurance system, then it's only going to be for the super rich.
And the insurance system at this point just makes completely no sense. It is way too oversimplified, and it really doesn't reflect the realities on the ground of the actual medical care needs of the Chinese people.